Okay, today's daf is Samach Ches. We are up to the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Omud Beis. Okay, Volalu Sorin. So they've cut the wheat for, they've cut the barley for the Omer, and they have done what they needed to do. They singed it and they sifted it and they sieved it and whatever they did, and they ended up with one isorin of flour now. So the Kohen comes to the isorin, Nosan Olav Shamle Ulavay Nosai. He puts on it oil and incense, as per almost all Menachos. Yotzak, and then he pours the oil, because what happens is with oil, as with all Menachos, you put the oil first, and then you put the flour on top, and then you pour some more oil on top of that, and then you mix it all together. That's the recipe for mincha. So he pours the oil on top. Ubalali mixes it up. Hainif, and he waves it, like we talked about a few days ago. Vehigish, and he brings it to the near the mizbeach. Komatz, he takes the handful, as with all menachas. Vehikti, when he puts the handful on the mizbeach. Vashar nechal akoinim, and then the leftovers, after he's taken the koimitz and puts on his bayach, the remainders is eaten by the koyanim. Misha korav ha'omer, once that is done, the omer korban is brought, yoitzin, the people would go out into Yerushalayim, umoitzin shuk Yerushalayim shumole kemach koli. They would find that the market in Yerushalayim was already full of the new, Kali. We had a couple of explanations for Kali, but it's sort of a hardened, dried out flour from the new grain. That means until then, the new grain was not allowed to be eaten. As soon as that omer was brought, you go out to the market, it's already on the shelves, ready to be sold. Shaloi b'tzein chachamim divur Rab Meir, which according to Rab Meir was against the desire of the rabbis, because in order to have the stuff sitting on the shelf already, the second the carbon's finished, how could you have the stuff on the shelf if the carbon finished 2 seconds ago? They must have cut it before. And Rav Meir says the rabbis were not happy about them cutting it before, even though the prohibition of chodesh is on the eating, but the fact that they went and cut it even before was chachamim were not happy with, says Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the rabbis didn't mind. They were quite happy for people to go and cut the chodosh, even though they weren't allowed to eat it. So what's the implication of that argument? The question is, if I allow someone to go and cut fresh this year's grain at a point when he's not allowed to eat it, is he going to accidentally come to eat it because he's busy cutting it, so he might pop some in his mouth? Or do we say, no, he won't come to eat it? So the Gemara asks straight away, so we see from this Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the rabbis were happy with it, were okay with it, that means, v'loi gozer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not make a decree, dilma asal ha-meichel, that he might come to eat it. Rabbi Meir says, either way, we're going to ask a contradiction in a second. So what we're saying, from the Mishnah, we're saying that Rabbi Meir says the rabbis were not happy, that's because they might come to eat it, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not worried he might come to eat it. Fred the Gemara contradiction. Uraminu, the contradiction is with Bedikas Chometz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beidkim Er Abba Osar. Rabbi Yehuda says the official time to search for your Chometz is the night of the 14th, which is the night before Erev Pesach. Uvar Abba Osar Shachris. If you missed out then, you can still do it 14th in the morning. Uvishah Sabir, and last chance is when you're burning it. Yeah, and if you missed out then and you didn't do Bedikas Chametz yet, then you missed it. No more, don't go looking for the Chametz anymore. That is Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Amrim Loi Bodak Chulu. And the rabbis say, if you didn't check, etc. Of course, we all know what the etc. is. The etc. is that you can even check during Pesach. That's the argument. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to check it during Pesach. Why not?
You might find it.
Because you might find it and you might eat it. Because you'll see... You can't argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you might find it and you might... As soon as you see a beautiful chocolate biscuit, your mind is going to go blank that it's Pesach and you're going to pop it in your mouth. Right? That's it. Hang on. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, right? So that's Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not worried. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says here that we are worried you might come to eat it, and the Chachamim say that we're not worried, which is the opposite of what we just said about the Chodesh. Yeah, so how come Rabbi Yehuda is worried that when you're looking for the chametz, you might forget that it's Pesach and eat the chametz, whereas when you're cutting up the new grain, you won't forget that it's chadash and you won't come to eat it. One or the other. As Omar Rabba answers, Rabba, shiny chadash. Chadash is different. Rabbi Yehuda is okay with chadash. Top of the page, mitoch shelohi tartaloi ella al yedei kituf, because they made it. He made him cut it with a shinui. He wasn't allowed to use a sickle. I don't really know what a sickle is. It's the implement that you use to cut grain. He wasn't allowed to use the normal keli. He had to do it by hand, pulling it out of the ground. Is Zocharu, so because he's doing it in such a far-fetched way, he's going to remember, why am I doing it like this? Because it's before the Korban Omer, I'm not allowed to eat it. So he has a real constant reminder, and therefore says Rabbi Yehuda, we're not worried about it. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rabbi, Tinach Ktsira, that's all good while he's cutting it, because he cuts it with a shinui, so he won't come to eat it. What about Tchina V'Harkada Ma'ikalameima? What about while he's grinding it and while he's sifting it? Yeah, what's the shinui? So Rabbi answers him, Holei Kasha, no problem. When he grinds it, he uses a hand grinder instead of a water wheel or an animal or whatever it is. He has to do it by hand, so he's going to remember. And harkada al gabe nofa, and he sifts it on the top of the sifter, whatever it's called. In other words, as Ashi explains, he holds it upside down and he sifts it backwards. So.
One minute.
We're getting there. Yeah, hold that thought. So at this point, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, according to Rabbah, so Rabbi Yehuda is okay with the chadash because he has to do everything with a shinui to remind him not to eat it, and he's not okay with the chametz. So weiter questions the Gemara based on shlochin. What about, we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah, a beis hashlochin is a field that dries out very quickly and it needs to be watered constantly. So if you delay the cutting when the grain's ready, it's going to get ruined. So the rabbi said, in such a field, kaitzrin beis hashlochin shemamokim, you're allowed to cut the grain in these beis hashlochins in the valleys. Avaloi goitzin, you can't make it into bales, but you can cut it so it doesn't get ruined. But that ktsira that they permitted for that was with a sickle, proper cutting with the keli. Is Michael Amemar, what's the shinui there? What's he going to do to remind himself not to eat it? El Amar Abaya, Abaya says, the whole idea of chadash, why is Rabbi Yehuda okay with chadash? It's a different reason. The reason is because chadash bodol minei. Chadash, people are separated from. It's been osur till now. Everybody knows that till now, the whole year, chadash has been osur. So to say that now he's going to suddenly come to eat it is less likely, because he's used to not being allowed to eat it. So he does. So we're not worried, he's going to come to eat it. Chametz, he had a big...
Yesterday he was eating
chocolate biscuits at the Siyam of Bechayrim. And so lo bottle me nay. So you're going to tell me that the next day he's automatically going to refrain from chametz. He's used to eating chametz 53 weeks. How many weeks do we have in a year? 51 weeks of the year. So now, suddenly, for 1 week he's not allowed to eat it, he's not used to not eating it. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to chametz, we're more worried that he might accidentally come to eat it, because he's used to it. That is Abaye's answer. Omar Rava, so Rava says to Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda, the kasha, you've answered Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, by chametz we are worried, by chadash we're not? Did Rabbanah like kasha? Why didn't you worry about the contradiction in the other direction? The Rabbi Meir, who is the chachamim, I guess, Rabbi Meir says that by chadash we are worried you'll eat it, and by chametz we're not. Exactly the opposite. So how do you answer that one? Ela Amar Rava, so Rava says we've got to answer that. I agree with you, Abaya, about what the answer to Rabbi Yehuda. Why the chametz is worried because you're used to eating chametz. Why chadash is not worried because you're used to not eating chadash. The Rabbanon like kasha. How are we going to answer the Rabbanon? And this is what Yehuda Nagel said. Who atzmei machazrol of the sarfai? When it comes to chametz on Pesach, why are you looking for it? Because you know that you have to get rid of it and burn it. So, you're going to forget and eat it. what you know what you're doing is to burn it, to destroy it. So how can you forget that it's Pesach? That's why, if it wasn't Pesach, he wouldn't be looking for it. And therefore, he says, but therefore the Chachamim say, by Pesach, we're not worried. And if he's going to search for the Chametz on Pesach, and he finds it, he will remember and he will burn it, and he won't come to eat it. Not going there. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi says, he has a different answer altogether. Ravashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda loy kasha. What is the explanation in Rabbi Yehuda's two opinions? Because kemach kol itnan. Kemach, the flour that he says was in the Mishnah, it says carefully the words, kemach kol, it's hardened. When it's hardened, you can't eat it. Yeah, who eats hardened flour?
Does that mean after it's been mixed with water,
it's
or just
been,
the flour
it's
itself?
It's been singed, and I don't know what. Kali, we said, was singed.
That's for the oil.
Yes, but that's what it says was in the markets. When you went into the market, you didn't find bagels and whatever. You found flour on the shelf. So we're going to come to eat it. We're going to eat the flour. Yeah, so therefore he says it's not edible. So we're not worried that he's going to come to eat it because it's not in a state where it's edible. Whereas chametz on Pesach, you might find a piece of bread and it's edible.
So was you not choshed that you'll buy the flour and turn it into bread and eat it before
the store was closed? The problem here is with the storekeepers who went to cut it.
So
the problem is not the buyer. The buyer
wasn't available for the consumer.
Yeah, the problem is the people cutting it. The problem is not the people buying it. By the time they buy it, it's mutter already. The storekeeper himself, but he's not making bread out of it. He's turning it into flour, which he puts on his shelf in his shop.
So Rashi says it was from oven-dried wheat.
It was dried, yeah. That's what we said before, that kali, was it kali was
dried? To dry out, yeah. But this is basic. This is immediately after harvest.
So therefore, it's not edible in that state, so we're not worried about it. So that's what Ravashi's answer is. But the Gemara says, Had Ravashi Barusahi. This idea of Ravashi must be a mistake, because Tinach Mekali Ve'elach, that is after you've hardened it, you singed it in the fire, you made it hard, then it's taken not edible. But Ad Kali, but when you cut it straight out of the ground, it's not hardened yet. So at that point, it's edible if you want to eat raw grain, like, what do they call it, shredded wheat or something. It's Ma'ikala Meimar, so then again, you might come to eat it. You'll answer me like Rabba tried, because he has to cut it with the shinui. So at the time of cutting, he's got a different reason to remember not to eat it. Then we have the same question we asked on Rabba. In the Beis HaShlachim, they were allowed to cut it with the sickle. Yeah, and at that point, it is Ro'il Achila, and there's nothing to remind him not to eat it. So why should it, then we've got a problem? You're going to come to eat it. It must be that Ravashi is mistaken, and we'll stick with Abaya and Rava. Yeah, but it means the same thing. Okay, so up to Mishnah Vayter. Misha Korav HaOmer. Once the korban is brought, Hutar Chodosh Miyad. Immediately, you're allowed to eat then from the new grain of this year. Harachaykim. That means, what if you're far away from your shalayim and you don't know the exact sentence, the second...
The base didn't make some sort of announcement, or...
Time for eating Kaddish.
They sent out people to notify...
They didn't have to, because mutarim mechatzai sayem ulahalon. They would be permitted from midday onwards, because they knew that it was done in the morning. And in worst case, Bezdin and the Beis HaMikdash, the officials there, are not going to allow it to go later than midday. So they can rely on the fact that by midday it is for sure been brought, and therefore they can go and eat chadash without even investigating. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, the famous Gzeir Rabbi Yechon Zakkai. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Zakkai Shayayayim Hanef Kulay Osir. Rabbi Yechon Zakkai made a cutter that the whole day of the 16th should be Osir. Yom Hanef means the day of the cutting, should be completely Osir till the end of the day. That means even though in the Beis HaMikdash, the latest possible time. Hanif. The day of the waving. Yeah, so, that's right. So even though it says. Hanif Chermesh, now you wave the sickle. The lashon of the Pasuk is Hanif Chermesh Vakama.
So but that's the Yemen was a Kerbin Tnufa, though, wasn't it?
It was, we said that before, but it, the word Yem Hanif here refers to the waving of the sickle.
Waving the sickle, you get yourself into a situation of
That's right, but you aim for the grain, not for the guy next to you. Yes, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was masakin the whole day Shabbat Yosser, even though in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was not the whole day, it was only until they brought the Korban, and if you didn't know when they brought the Korban, it was still a maximum of midday, but after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know what, the whole day is Yosser till the night of the 17th. We'll see in the Gemara a whole discussion about it. We'll see the whole thing. I won't go into it now because I just repeat myself. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and says, "Alei min haTorah Asa." What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? You're misakin that it's Asa. Min haTorah, when the Beis Hamikdash is not there, when there's no korban, you have to wait the whole day. Shenamar. The pasuk says, "Ad etzem hayom hazeh," that you can't eat chadash until the essence. Is that what that means? Essence. The essence of that day. Now, what does it mean until the essence of that day? Says Rabbi Yehuda, ad means until the ad bichlal. That means until inclusive. Until that day, including that day, you're not allowed to eat it. So you can only eat it the next day. What about. So that's when there's no Beis HaMikdash. We'll see in a minute. Why is it that with the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if you're far away and you don't know what exactly happened, you can rely on it and it's permitted from midday onwards? Because they know the best and I'm not going to be so lazy. And the worst case scenario is by midday they will have it all done. Okay, let's discuss. Rav and Shmuel, Darmi Travayu. Rav and Shmuel both say that Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kayom, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash existed, Omer is Mutter, then the Omer is Matir. Then it's the Korban that defines what is permitted. Everyone agrees on that. Yeah? The argument's going to be about Bizman Shah Ein HaBeis HaMikdash Kayom, in the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when is it permitted? Heyer Mizrach is Matir. It is permitted first thing in the morning when the east is light. Yeah, first in the morning of the 16th, that means min haTorah, it is permitted. My timer. Why are there two different time zones for when there's a Beit HaMikdash and when there's no Beit HaMikdash? Because Trey Kroik Zivi. There are two psukim mentioned in Parshas Emor when it talks about the whole mitzvah of the Omer. Ksiv. Ad haviyachem. One pasuk says until you bring it, which is when until you bring the korban. Uksiv, and the other pasuk says ad etzem hayom hazeh, until the essence of the day. Hakeitzad. So what is it? The essence of the day, and they say it's until non-inclusive. Yeah, that means till the day starts. So one pasuk says first thing in the morning you're allowed to eat it. The other pasuk says you're allowed to eat it after you brought the korban. So it contradicts itself. Hakeitzad. So how does it work? Kan bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayam. The one that says you got to wait for the korban is when the Beis HaMikdash is there and there is going to be a korban. And kam bizman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayam. The one that says till the first thing in the morning is when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there ain't going to be no korban. There's no point in waiting for it. First thing in the morning is already permitted. That is Rav and Shmuel.
Actually, had a little interesting that I learned because the mille Rav Avinu also says that's a mayimaze. Rav Avinu did the mille first thing in the morning.
Yeah, okay. That's
But Moshe by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Etzem Hayom Hazeh means midday. It means in the middle of the day.
But this is Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh means until. Etzem Hayom Hazeh maybe means the whole day, but Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh means until the day starts. I think it's the Ad here that's the kvetch.
Same with Etzem Hayom Hazeh Bon Noach.
Yeah, I think it means it was daylight.
In broad daylight.
Yeah, but Etzem means broad daylight, but the Ad is the kvetch here. So it says Ad Etzem means till, and until means before, till the beginning, like the up till the first second of the day. So that's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish learn a bit different. The Amri Travayu, that they say no. Afilu bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. They're saying that even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Korban Omer, heyer mizrach is matir. It's always the same time zone. It's always first thing in the morning, even when there's a Korban Omer. So what do they do with the pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat it until you bring the Korban? Says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that's la mitzvah. That's only lechatchila. Lechatchila, you shouldn't eat it until it's a mitzvah to wait. But if you didn't wait, it's okay. You didn't do an aveira if you ate before the korban omer. Misha karev omer. Once the korban's brought, huter chadash miyad. So Fred the Gemara vaiter on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. How can you say it's mutter first thing in the morning? The Mishnah says, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are amaroyim, so they can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, misha karev omer huter chadash miyad. That once the mission we just laid, when the Omer is brought, then it's permitted. So how does Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish explain that Mishnah? Who, when they say it's permitted first thing in the morning, they will answer also the mitzvah. Same thing that we just said. That it means the mitzvah is a mitzvah to wait and not make it permitted until after the korban.
Is that what you would call me'ikir hadin?
Yeah. Yeah, Ma'ikir Adin is ready first thing in the morning, but it's a mitzvah to wait till later. It's a hidur, it's whatever you want to call it. He didn't do a loisasai if he ate it before, he won't get chayv malchus, etc. Okay. Again, frekta the next bit. Ha'oimer ha'yamatim medina, this is the next Mishnah that which we haven't learned yet. That the Oimer would permit fresh grain to be eaten in the Medina, in the whole country, and Shtei Halechem b'Migdash. Shtei Halechem, which is born on Shavuos, was the inauguration of new grain for Karbonis, for Menachos, in the Beis HaMikdash. So that says again that the Oimer was matzibit in the country. So again, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish will say that's also the mitzvah. So that's also the mitzvah.
If any Menachos, which were bought out of wheat, not barley, between Pesach and Shavuos, had to be from the old wheat?
Yes. Yes, any korban had to be from the old stuff until Shavuos. So we're going to say a bit more about it soon. Turn the page. Now, Misha Charev Beis HaMikdash. So now, then, we said it, we learned in the Mishnah. Is again, this is still a question of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, but let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. Misha Charev Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon and Zakash Yeyemanev Kolei Osur, he said that the whole day of the 16th is going to be Osur. My time, what was the reason of this Takana? Leaving aside Rabbi Yehuda's Minatoira business for a moment, if you say it's not Minatoira, because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because Rabbi Yechon says Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, yeah, that's the famous thing. And therefore, the Beis next year, when next Pesach comes around, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. The Yemru people will think, Ishtakeid Mila Yachalnu Beheir HaMizrach. Last year, they'll look at the Tzetel from last year, and last year's Tzetel says, time for Chodosh 6:12, right? And they're going to think, oh, the time for Chodosh is 6:12. And they're not going to realize, Ashtar Namechel, they'll say, this year we'll do the same thing as last year's Tzetel. They won't realize the Ishtakid Lehavahimir because last year there was no korban and therefore Heir Mizrach Matir. So first thing in the morning is okay. But Hashta the Ika Omer, now that there is a korban, Omer Matir. Then they have to wait for the korban. And that's why Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai was misakin that they have to wait for the whole day so that people next year they'll be machmir. They'll say, oh, last year we waited the whole day. So then they won't come to eat it too early. That's a kasha. This is the kasha on Rabbi Yechon. The isol kedaitech lemitzvah. If you think that the whole idea of waiting for the korban is only a hidur, and really meikar hadin, they could eat it anyway the first thing in the morning. And so what's the gzeira? Mishum mitzvah leikem aligzer because of a hidur. If they do stay that next year, that last year we ate first thing, we're going to eat first thing. They didn't do an aveira anyway. So you're making a gzeira for something that wouldn't be an aveira even if they did it. So it doesn't follow. There's Amr Rab Nachem Bar Yitzchak. So Rab Nachem Bar Yitzchak says Rab Yochanan Ben Zakkai Beshitas Rab Yehuda Amora. Now, according to Rav and Shmuel, according to Rab Yochanan Mish Lakish, they will say that Rab Yochanan Ben Zakkai doesn't argue with Rab Yehuda. Rab Yochanan Ben Zakkai agrees with Rab Yehuda that it's Osur min Atayra the whole day. The Amr min Atayra Osur. Why Shenemar Ad Etzem Ayem Azeh Ad Itzuma Shal Yoyim till the essence of the day? Because Sover Ad Va'ad Bechlal, like we said in the Mishnah. And that is inclusive. So that means they say, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai didn't make it to Kana, because you might think like last year. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said it's also in a Torah. No, he's saying Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai himself is masking, that's also in a Torah. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Rabbi?
He's a fresh burger.
What do you mean, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai says it's awesome in a Torah? What do you mean he agrees with him? Look at the Mishnah, he argues with him. That now, Mishnah Chara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Zakkai Shayei Manev Kula Yosser, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai made a takana to make that day Yosser, and Rabbi Yehuda goes and says, Rabbi Yechon, you know what we're talking about, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Allah Min HaTorah Yosser, Duxiva, that's what I'm going to say. So that means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechon Zakkai are arguing. What do you mean Rabbi Yechon Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? They're arguing, Beferish. So the Gemara answers, according to Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, that no, Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai also says it's also the whole day Minat Torah. Rabbi Yehuda has to come and argue and say that, because Rabbi Yehuda was mistaken in what Rabbi Yechon Zakkai said. Who saw Rabbi Yechon Zakkai mid Rabbanon Kamar? He thought Rabbi Yechon Zakkai was making some kind of exera de Rabbanon because Meheri Yibana Hamigdosh, and therefore will worry that he'll make a mistake from last year. Velohi. But that's not what Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai meant. Midaraisa Kamar, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai meant it's also in a Torah, and he really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Frey the Gemara, 1 second, look at the words. It says he was misakein, a takana, a gzeira, v'ha'hiskin katani. How can you tell me it's min ha'toira? A rechem mezakein was misakein something that's a min ha'toira. You don't misakein something that's min ha'toira. Answer the Gemara, ma'hiskin, what does he mean by he was misakein? Darash v'hiskin, that he learned pshat in the pasuk. He taught it and fixed that that's what they should do. He darshened it. Okay, so that's a pretty radical way of learning the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yechem Mishlokish, Rabbi Yechem Mishlokish also says Osim in HaTorah. That Rabbi Yechem Mishlokish says Osim in HaTorah altogether.
Just if you learn Tosh, Rabbi Yechem Mishlokish says in Zman Beis HaMikdosh, the Choykim had to wait till Chatzois.
That's, yeah.
And Rabbi Yehuda says they have to wait till the end of the day?
No. No, because Rabbi Yehuda says Mizman Beis HaMikdosh is Ar HaViyachem. So Rabbi Yehuda would agree that even till Chatzois, because the Beis Din are not Mesatzel. No, everybody agrees Beis Din are not lazy.
Previous year,
you want to have a fresh bagel or a last year's bagel? Goodness, what's the problem?
No, but the flour is
okay. Good, you can eat last year's bagel. Go and ask, go to Glitz and say, I want last year's bagel because it's crunchy. Okay, Vaiter Zogtman, Rav Papa, Rav
Yechon Ben Zakeh is the one who is smuggled out in a coffin. He's the sword of Khurban, and here he is saying, Mahedi Yibona, any second now.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's why this quote of Rebbe Yechon Ben Zakeh, this Takana Meheri Yibona Beis HaMikdosh, when we had in Rosh Hashanah, when Rebbe Yechon Ben Zakeh was Mesakin Azechel HaMikdosh, it brings this also. So everyone asks, what is he bringing about Yom Hanef in the middle of Masechta Rosh Hashanah? Because he didn't want people to be upset that he's making a takana zechel amigdash. You make a zechel amigdash.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're settling in for a long olus. Why are you making a zechel amigdash? Because you're not expecting a migdash anytime soon.
And there's a source of in sukkah where you.
So there, and in sukkah as well. Zechel amigdash with a lulav of 7 days. So they bring, every time they bring the takanas where he made a zechel amigdash, they bring this one as well. That meheri upon amigdash. That people shouldn't think that Rabbi Yochanan was only settling in for. Gave up on the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. Okay, Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Yeshua, these two Amoraim, Achli Chadash Pe'urta Deshitzer Nage Shevzer. They, of course, were after the Churban. So they ate Chadash already in the nighttime of the 16th, in the nighttime of the 16th going into the 17th. So they waited the whole day. Because they thought Chadash Pe'chutz Larvitz is the Rabbanon. That Chadash is... So they lived in Chutz Laretz, so they thought it's only the Rabbanon and the Sfeika like Hashinon. So the question was, if it's also the whole day and you're in Chutz Laretz, you should have Sfeika the Yoima. And it's for you, the second day of Pesach should be, the third day. So they should have waited L'chayra an extra day. So it says, because they held that it's only Midrabbanon, they weren't worried about the Sfeika the Yoima, and they were makel on that and ate it straight after the... That means the night of Matzah second day. Yeah. Matzah second day Yontif. They were already eating Chodosh Matzah second day Yontif. But Rabbanon... Rabbanon to Beit Ravashi, Achlu B'Tzav for the Shev. So they waited till the morning of the 17th, yeah? Kasavri Chodosh B'chus Lars Teraisa. Because they thought it was Min HaTorah, and therefore you had to wait at least until Etzam HaYom HaZeh, something. You couldn't do it on the night before. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh Midrabbanan Kamar, but they thought that Min HaTorah it's okay first thing in the morning, and Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh's thing was only a takana. But Chitakin LaYom HaNeif, when did Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh make a takana? Only on the day itself, but the Sveika, to make a Sveika de Yoma out of Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh's Takana, to make the 17th also in Chutz Laretz, Loi Tokin. That was not part of Rabbi Yechon's Takana, and therefore in Chutz Laretz also the 16th, end of the 16th, you're already allowed to eat it. And, yeah.
It just occurred to me that this is all taking place in the middle of Yom Tov Pesach. So what are they going to make anyway, a matzah? Enough gemin if you use old flour, new flour. The matzah tastes like a matzah anyway.
No, they can make
matzah. They bought from a barrel.
Their matzahs were probably a little bit... Their matzahs are probably a little bit more...
Sure, they used to bake, but I'm saying, what does it taste like?
Their matzah was probably more...
Pizza, like a
laffa bread, yeah. Amar Ravina, okay, Chevra. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Amra li aim, that the old lady told me, Avucha lo hava ocha chodosh ela ba'urta deshevzer nagi tam nesar. Your father was so strict that he wouldn't eat chodosh until the night of the 17th going into the 18th.
So an extra day.
An extra day. Second day, Cholamoyed. Savala krab Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it's also min haTorah v'chayish the sveika, and he also says we do have sveika the yoma
in the rabbonim.
No, it's the Raisa. It's Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, he holds it's a suffix the Raisa. Therefore, we have sveika the yoma as well, and he would wait until the end of the first day of Chol HaMoed already before he would eat it. First day of Chol HaMoed Chutz Laretz. Okay, so to Mishnah Vayter, Omer Hayamate b'Medina, like we said before, it permitted you to eat new grain in the Medina. Shtei Halechem b'Migdosh. You can't bring any of those types of korbanos that a normal korban mincha or bikurim or the nesachim that goes with the korban behema before the korban omer and imhevi posel. And even b'diyevet it's no good, is what he's saying over here. And the shtei alechem is also lo yavi, like we just said. You can't bring it before the shtei alechem either from the new grains, but imhevi is kosher. That means shruas. Before, if he brings it before Pesach, it's actually with the new grain, it's actually possible. If he brings it between Pesach and Shavuos, he's not supposed to. But b'diyevet, if he did, it's okay. Yossi Rav Tarfon, we could kashal this. Rav Tarfon was sitting and asking a question. Ma ben kodem lo em l'shkodem shtei alechem? What's the difference between before the Pesach and before Shavuos? You said that it's matir only shtei alechem is matir at Shavuos time. So why is it okay b'diyevet between Pesach and Shavuos? Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya says that we're more makeldik between Pesach and Shavuos. Because in Amarta Kodem Lo Omer, it's forbidden to use this new stuff before the Korban Omer on Pesach. Shekein Lehutam Yitklala Yetzel Hedget. It's not even mutter for anybody. There was no heter of the Issa Chadosh for individuals or for Korbanis. Before Pesach, no one's allowed to use Chadosh. So therefore, it's stricter. And therefore, even b'diyevet, if you brought a korban mincha from the chodesh before Pesach, it's no good. Toimar koidim shtei alechem, you're going to say the same thing by shtei alechem. Shehutam miklala yetzel hedjet. This new stuff has been permitted to individuals already since Pesach time. So it's already more lenient than before Pesach. And therefore, we'll be more lenient to say that if you brought a korban out of it, b'diyevet, it's kosher. So that's what he answered to Reb Tarfon. Is Shostak Reb Tarfon? So Reb Tarfon was quiet. Oh, yeah, okay, I didn't think of that. It's Tzav Uponav Shreb Yehuda ben Nechemya. Reb Yehuda ben Nechemya got really excited that he was able to win the debate with Reb Tarfon. And he got all, hey, look at me, I upschlugged Reb Tarfon. And Zomala Reb Yekiva Yehuda, Tzav Uponach Asher Shavtas Azoka, and you got so excited that you were able to embarrass and defeat the old man, the old rabbi on halacha. To mehana yim tarich goyim. I'm wondering whether you'll live very long. Wow. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi said, oistei aperek prasa pesachaya. That the story, the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Yehuda ben Nechemya happened 2 weeks before Pesach. That's called prasa pesach. Prasa means half a month. Yeah. Kishalisi lat seres. When I went on Shavuos up to Yerushalayim, Sha'alti Achrav Yehuda ben Nechemya Heichanu. So I went and said, hey, where's Yehuda ben Nechemya? I want to talk to him. The Amrulin Nifter v'halachloi. They said he was Nifter, that was it. And on that cheery note,
that's a nice way to
we'll leave it over here. But we do.